In D.W. Griffith's The Birth of a Nation from 1914, Gus, an African-American man, chases after a white woman, Flora. Her brother, a Confederate colonel, rushes to her rescue, but before he can save the day, Flora jumps off a cliff to her death rather than allow Gus to assault her. Griffith uses parallel editing techniques to build suspense, forcing us to calculate the distance between each of the three characters with every cut. Flora internally polices the space, vertically jumping to her death as the horizontal distance between her body and Gus's evaporates. In legal terms, the anti-miscegenation laws in place in 16 U.S. states until 1967 equally policed American space, determining who could be in intimate proximity with whom. Jeff Nichols' new biopic, Loving, is a masterpiece of deconstructing this racialization of space. Mildred Jeter, played by Ruth Negga, an African-American woman, marries Richard Loving, played by Joel Edgerton, a white man in 1958 Virginia. They took their case, arrested and convicted of violating Virginia's anti-miscegenation laws, to the Supreme Court in 1967 and won. The first shot of the film is a close-up of the face of Mildred seen in profile. She looks down and to the right, slowly declaring, "I'm pregnant." Nichols cuts to another close-up, this time of Richard, in three-quarter profile, looking screen left. That is, they are looking in the completely opposite direction of where they should be. After an equally torturous delay, Richard declares his happiness, laughing, "That's real good." He begins looking screen right. Nichols cuts back to Mildred, who now looks screen left. Richard is barely noticeable in the left foreground of the image, but what had been isolating close-ups is now an over-the-shoulder two-shot. A final cut to a long shot of Richard and Mildred sitting together on the porch in front of their house in Central Point, Virginia, establishes the film's transformational grammar. While the social forces surrounding them will demand that they stay out of each other's frame, the film will find ways to squash them together into the same image. The disorienting close-ups, which begin the film, quickly give way to a coherent space in which lovers look at each other rather than in opposite directions. The Lovings become spatially unified, even against people helping them. In all their meetings with their lawyers, for example, Richard and Mildred sit on one side of a table while the advocates are on the other, maintaining a spatial distance every bit as significant as the racial one. When the lawyers explain that the state of Virginia will use their kids against them, arguing that their mixed race defines them as illegitimate, Richard refuses to travel to the Supreme Court. After he storms out of the room, ACLU lawyer Bernie Cohen, played by Nick Kroll, tries to convince Mildred to attend alone one of the most significant events of American history, but she states simply, "I won't go without him." Nichols films the climactic Supreme Court testimony as if it were a Griffith chase sequence, cross-cutting between the lawyers and the Lovings at home, having dinner and putting their kids to bed. In response to Cohen winning one of the most important anti-discrimination victories in American history, the Lovings simply walk down the stairs, turn out the light to their living room, and go to bed, closing the door to the bedroom, all of which we see in long shot. Nichols deconstructs the racist Griffith's film language to the point that the very notion of action is rendered moot. The film's best sequence involves a photographer for Life magazine, Gray Villette, sent to the Lovings' house by their lawyers to build publicity for their case. Richard lies his head upon Mildred's lap while they're watching an episode of The Andy Griffith Show. Without moving his body, standing at the door jamb of the living room, the very place from which the camera will film the Lovings going to bed while they're winning their case, Villette snaps from the hip a photograph of the lovers on the couch laughing at the TV. As Nichols' film ends, the credits reveal the actual photograph of the Lovings on the couch, now having become an iconic image of the happiness we share if only we're sheltered from the forces of irrational discrimination. Loving joins that photograph as one of the great triumphs of civil resistance to oppression. May the artistry of Jeff Nichols finally put to rest the racist grammar of Jim Crow.